עד מגדולי הצדיק, מגדולי מרבי, מגדר ורשו, היה רבינו הקודש, המקודש בכל מיני קדושות, ואפילו אם נגיד שעליו שהוא קודש קדושים, גם זה לא מספיק. One of the greatest tzaddikim, the greatest rabbis in the Warsaw ghetto, was our holy rabbi, the great holy, holy of holies. And even to say that he was holy of holies is not really enough. Ma nagid al yudi shelach lekif shenesh? What can we say about a yid who went to the gas chambers? Shu kodesh kodeshim, that he's a holy of holies? No, must speak, it's not good enough. And the holy of holies, the kohen gadol goes in and goes out. אבל רבותיי, אתם יודעים אני יודע מה הביא את הקודש הקודשים לעולם הזה? You know who really made the Holy of Holies, brought it to this world? Nadav ואביהו. Nadav ואביהו, הן נכנסו ולא עזבו. They went in and they never went out. נשארו שם, they stayed there. כל השישה מיליונים, all 6 million, לא רק שאנחנו לא מבינים, not only do we not understand, but תקו, תשבי יתר תקושס, and maybe Eliyahu and Avi come and answer our questions. גם אין לנו מילים, we don't even have words. We can't even talk about it. There's no word to describe the holiness that they brought down to this universe. As אתם מבינים, השישה מיליונים הם לא בבחינת אהרן הכהן. They're not on the level of Aaron HaKohen, הם בבחינת נדב ואביהו. Their mom is on the level of נדב ואביהו, which is pretty amazing, because Daniel asked me yesterday, why is it Eish Kodesh? And I thought to think, well, it's really because of נדב ואביהו. Gevalt. אז אין לנו שום מילים להגיד מהם. We don't have any words to explain who they are. אלא שיש לנו זכות רק לדעת שהם היו בעולם הזה. It's just a merit to know that they lived in this universe. באור שלהם עוד זורח עד שיבה משיח. And their light will shine until Mashiach come. ואחד מהם, רבינו הקודש, רב קליינם אס קלמן מפי אש נצה. And one of them was our holy rabbi, רבינו קליינם אס קלמן. פי אש נצה זה עירה קטנה ליד וורשה. פי אש נצה זה a small town near וורשה. רבינו קליינם אס קלמן היה בן של רבי המלך מגרודונסק. He's a son from the Rebbe of Eli Melech. Nechto shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh miKoznitz, and he was a grandson of the Koznitzer Magid. Ruhu aya ben shmoine esre kesheala l'gdula v'chatin l'chtiratim. He was 18 years old when he was crowned to be the new chief rabbi. Wow. Hu shina mamash et kol ha'panim shel chassidus. He changed all the insides of chassidus. Achu ba'ayu amrim yiladim b'chorim talmudu arbe gemara. He would say, children, learn a lot of gemara. הביתר, learn a lot of Torah, ואחר כך שתהיו בני 25, 30, 35, תחפצו לכם רבי. Until then, 25 years old, 30 years, go find yourself a rebbe. Everyone needs a rebbe, according to Chassidus. והוא אמר, ילד בן חמש בלי רבי, and he said, a 5-year-old without a rebbe? איך הוא יכול להיות יהודי? How can he be a yid? How can he be 5 years old and not have someone to guide you? So he said that he wrote this book, Chovat HaTalmidim, which is, mom is telling, focusing on the youth. When at a very young age, they need to have a rebbe. Pam balavakir rebbe klein miskam and achad mgdoli rebbe and begami yelad ben chamesh yashav sham. Once a big rabbi came to visit Rebbe klein miskam and also a 5-year-old child. As Rebbe klein miskam and amal rebbe, attend to you, you di beladai gamkin. Listen, you're going to be a Jew even without me. Aval yelad zet zorichadi. This kid needs me. This little kid needs me. Hu yashav sham im yeladim sheli yomam. He sat with the kinderlach day and night. Hu yalem abba. He was their father, the ima, their mother, Yodito, their best friend, who ayalo alafim alafim shaltami, had thousands and thousands of students. Betachatem yodim etani oni apetukuvah sheben milchemet olam yishan ben milchemet olam shniyab poliana lo iman. And there was such poverty during those days between World War One and World War Two. Humamash lakachet kol yodim akimatam avgam. He took all the children and he put them on their feet. Rav Kleinem is Kalman Katav Sefer. He wrote a book. It's called Chovat HaTalmidim. If you want to taste the Gan Eden of Chassidus, mitzadikim ech shem midabrim, how a tzaddik speaks, muchnach liknot at the sefer. You need to buy this sefer. Pegeto barsho ayakatuv od shnei svarim sefer achad eish kodesh. He wrote another book called The Holy Fire. Hatorah shu omer kol hazman begeto barsho, the Torahs of Shalashidus of Warsa. Kshulchan shu arach bo shavetz kodesh namrat kol tarot. Torah shalom kamban and a Torah shal nadav aviu. Of course, his Torahs are Torahs of nadav aviu. Lo pashut, not simple. Yesham Torah chad shabau omer. There's one Torah where he teaches malachei hashayit yodim at the call. The angels know everything about tzar shal am Yisrael, but the pain of am Yisrael, rak haKodesh Baruch Hu yodeh. Only Hashem knows. Gosh, at tzar kol kach mok, the pain is so deep. Shafilu malach lo yachol tzvos oto. Even an angel can't understand it. Hu katav od sefer hachsharas avreichim. The preparation of the youth, umedaber al noar, umedaber alechem, talks to the youth El Kol Am Yisrael, to the whole Am Yisrael. The Kachor Mer, Anachnu Mnei Navim, we are the children of prophets. Mi Yitzaran Laliyot Navim, who gave us a heter not to be a prophet? Mi Yitzaran Laliyot Kedoshim Torim, who gave us a heter not to be holy and pure? Et the Sefer Zeh Ish Kodesh, who Chbitachad Bayit Chatzichav, he hid it under a half broken house. Acharkach Sheu Zeh Batan Valel Shmeshmaim. And then this Polish Jew goes up to an American, some say Russian, but different gear says, but goes up to a chayal. I found something here. You want to buy it? And he sold it to him. Everything was in Hebrew. He wasn't Jewish, but he knew it was Hebrew. Rav Hollander, he gave it to Rav Hollander. Yishna zchut gadol, he is a big zchus. The katav, kach kotev Rabbeinu HaKadosh min pi yishnata mikhtav yachad im sefer. And this is what he writes at the beginning of his sefer. Open up your hearts. Odoninu anechbar, im ata motei et ha-machberet. If you find this machberet, et an yarot eilu, these papers, dalecha shenikfar lo ba'olam hazeh. You should know that I'm not in this world anymore. Ani lo yedem ye od yudi bipolanya. I don't know if there's going to be another Jew in Poland. And lo yodea im od yudi be Europa. I don't know if there's going to be another yid in Europe. Aval hamete gin lecha ani kvar lo yodea im od yudi be olam. I don't know if there's going to be another Jew in the world. Aval be Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. But in Yerushalayim, the holy city, in Yerushalayim, Yer HaBerachim, in Tashu, v'tish, kama doichem, Yerushalayim, uchach, liot yudi yudi. In Yerushalayim, there has to be a Jew. Ani mitchanen lefenach, I'm begging you. Timtzadi Yehudi Hazeh, find this Jeyid. Tevakesh Mirenu, let peace matter our Tzalei. Tell him to print these holy Torahs. V'amad tziach lachem, and I promise you. Mishu lemedat the Torah, Tzalei, if you learn these holy Torahs. Et asfarim Tzalei, ani ashtadel lefneki zeket, but I'm going to beg before the heavenly throne. Ani lo erpeh mimenu, I'm not going to stop davening. Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, Shivarech, and Mishu lemedat the Torah, that Hashem should bless. Hashem David. David! Hashem should... David! Hashem should bless... It's okay. We lost. Hashem should bless these holy Torahs. Ani b'toch ha'lam Yisrael matzati et ha'sefer et ha'mocha svarim ha'me'asharim. One day Rav Shlomo Gevalt was walking in Me'asharim and he found this book called Chuvat HaTalmidim. Eish Kodesh, Achshar Tavrichem, Kamban Kmo Kuchem, Nefachti L'Chassid. And once I started learning his books, of course, I became a big Chassid. Mi Ani Shocha Lagit Chassid Shal Rebbe, because of course, to say I'm a Chassid of this Rebbe, I'm not even on the level to say I'm a Chassid. Ava Shleper, Ani Ritzela Ruta Acharav, but I wanted to be a Shleper. I wanted to run after the Rebbe. Ubukol Pam Ani Shoel, Eva Koledim Sheu Chunech. And I would always ask myself, where are the children, the holy children that he taught? Is there any Yid in the world left who actually learned from the Torahs? Yeah. Torahs of Rabbi, Bachol Makom, Shabbat Yivshat Yemer Allah. Hema Yudim Ktani, they were small Yid, and Lo Nishar Klum, there was nothing left. Lo Nishar Afachad, there was not even one of them left. Kachis Tavavti Bachol Olam, I ran around the whole world. Maybe one day I'll find a Yid, or maybe I'll find a Yid who Ramesh learned Torah by the Rebbe. And now we begin the story of the Holy Hunchback. So we'll read in Rav Shlomo's words, but now there's all sorts of recordings. You could hear it from Shlomo himself, and there's a video that Aaron Rozel made, but it's good, for me at least, to read it in the words of Rav Shlomo. If they come as Shinim, Ani Olech Liyad Malon, Shalom, Aliyad Yarkim Tel Aviv. Just a few years ago, I was by the Holy Hotel by the Yarkon. Pitum ani ra'a adam ha'pnim shelo yafim. Oh, I see this person. His insides are mamash shining. Mehudarim shining. Ro'im alav shu adam atzil. He's such a shining neshama. Haguf shelo legamish shavur. But his bottom is mamish broken. Hugibah narbek garbat. And his mamish, a holy hunchback. Called Atzmot Shalosh Vorot, all of his bones were broken. Kimat Pachad Listekel Alav. Aval Kesher Im Et Panim Shelo Ra'im Shechina Alav. But when he looked at his face, he mamish could feel the Shechina. Shriti Oto Lo Yecholti La'Tzor Atzmi. Amarti Lo, when I saw him, I couldn't stop myself. Shalom Lecha Adoni. What's up, bro? Bu'anali mamash kama yudi polani mebet and veleda amarli alaychim shulim alaychim shulim meifamata where are you from you pish netza veledati malasot matzvi I didn't know how to do it myself shalti oto adoni amolal tagidi raiti pam et rabino kadesh rabino kleiner was coming did you maybe see rabino kleiner was coming. I learned by him 5 years. I saw him. When I was 6, I started learning by him. When I was 11, they took me to Auschwitz. I was so big, they thought I was 17. And then from all the makos and from the hittings, that's why I'm a hunchback. Kol etem atmai shvura, every bone inside of me is broken. Kachan inire mani cholegi, that's why I look like this. What can I say? Mikol meshmachashili nishar eliyaf chad. Ani levad me'olam, my whole family got wiped out. I'm alone in the world. Umam shichon akotar zekov, and he continues to clean the streets of the city. He's cleaning the streets with holiness. Who knows how much holiness he brings to the world with all the street cleaning? When he cleaned the streets, I was in shock. Maybe you know one Torah from Rabbi Nachman is coming. You think after Auschwitz I can remember Torahs? Amarti leken betach. I said yes. Divrei Rabbeinu Kadosh yordim l'toch amkei neshama. The words of Rabbeinu, they go to the depth of the soul. Who mistakel alai zman rab amar li shema. Ata bemet rotzeh lishma Torah mi Rabbeinu Kadosh? You really want to hear Torah from Rabbeinu Kadosh? Ani rak zocher shemamash itchalti l'chot. I only remember I started to cry. Amarti ani nishpa lechem. I swear to you. And rotzeh lishma Torah. I want to hear Torah. And he mistokekim kol neshar. My whole soul is yearning to hear Torah. But he's real chassid. Who lomas our Torah kishum naketo. He doesn't give over Torahs when he clean the streets. Who alach natal yadayim. He went, washed his hands. Natal tzad mayim al panim shelo. Washed his face a little bit. It's chilas apparently. And he began to tell me. Dalcha dalcha. Koz haya kimat b'chol Shabbos kodesh atar Rabbeinu kodesh. This is what it was like every Shabbos by Rabbeinu. Ech ani yachol leter lecha et aboi b'shalom et Rabbeinu kodesh. How can I describe to you boi b'shalom by Rabbeinu kodesh? Hu amad be'emtzav kol yildim roktim tzviva. All the kinderlach were dancing by him. Pnei Shabbat nekabla ilu panim ayilu Rabbeinu b'Shabbos kodesh. What a face he had. Lo kama malach eshar is not like an angel. Elefamim yoter yafot, more beautiful than an angel. Rabbeinu kodesh nechnas l'roch shulchan v'matchil shel melech. Malach eshar et malach eliyam, we begin to sing. Kama meot yiludim behemet malach eliyam meshart eliyam zelo ya'ad shel Mashiach. There's mamish thousands of yidin, like until Mashiach comes you won't see it. Between the fish and the soup, between the soup and the fish and the chicken, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Amar Torah al Parsha, he would give Torahs on the Parsha. After he said Torahs on the Parsha, this is what he would say. Kachaya achad v'achad achad v'shtayim achad v'shalosh achad v'arba achad v'chamet achad v'shesh achad v'sheva. Mamish every Torah he would be on a higher level. Avodah shel zrika, he would throw it out there. Zarakti alechem ma'im torim, and I've thrown pure water. Rabbeinu HaKadosh zachalein ma'im mishmezayim. Rabbeinu HaKadosh threw Torahs of water on us and purified us. V'kach amar ani agil lechem adzeh b'lashin shel melech rechav. I'm going to say it in the words of the Holy Street Cleaner. Tarheliger zisa Rebbe, azvai palgas erzagin, kinderlach, tirta kinderlach, tira zirasa kinderlach, gada nakastas, you see I don't speak Yiddish, digarsta zach in, dar valet in tonat menu ataiva, the Rebbe, the sweet Rebbe, this is what he would say. Children, precious children, sweet children, remember, the greatest thing in the world is to do someone a favor. The greatest thing in the world is to do someone a favor. Yodim chamadim, yodim atukim, remember this. The greatest thing in the world is to do someone a favor. Every time he finishes Torah, you say, Kinderlach, remember, the greatest thing in the world is to do someone a favor. I was in Auschwitz. I heard that my whole family is wiped out. It does mean my mom wanted to give up. And I'm already making preparations to kill myself. And suddenly I hear the voice of the Rebbe, just like we heard yesterday. It's a true story of the Rebbe calling out to someone else. In his lowest moments, Kinderlach, sweet, precious Kinderlach, remember the greatest thing in the world is to do someone a favor. Suddenly I'm full of happiness. You know how many good things I could do one night in Auschwitz. Oy. In every corner there's a Yid who's crying and nobody wants to speak to him. Who has the koach to listen to another Yid talk about their children and his wife who aren't here anymore? So every night I would listen to the stories of all the Yidin telling about their family. After a few months, I want to give up again. But then I hear again the voice of the Rebbe. I'm already in Tel Aviv. There's no one else in the world. You know how many times I want to give up on my life. I'm already drowning in the water. And suddenly I hear the voice of the Rebbe. Kinderlach, this your Kinderlach, children, the greatest thing in the world is to do someone else a favor. You know how many good things you could do in the streets of Tel Aviv. And Imamish just listened in the bars of Tel Aviv to the people who Imamish needed someone, an ear to listen to. After a few months, Rav Shlomo went back to the land. It was on Chanukah. I went to the streets of the Yarkon, to find the street cleaner. I didn't find the holy hunchback. Where is holy hunchback? I tell you that you didn't hear. On the second day of Sukkot, who he went up to the heavens. Mamish, he's here. He's right here with us right now. You're hearing Shiva Mashiach. He has a matey moment. Mashiach comes. Hagiben Hakadosh Amnak Erechoyves. This holy street cleaner, Yachzer Lo Olam Hazeh, is going to come back to this world. Yinaket Kol Erechovat. He's going to clean all the streets. Yerushalayim Ad Sof Olam. Yerushalayim until the whole world. You know, he's going to clean the streets. He's going to stand on the heads of the valleys. And tell the whole world, children, precious children, the greatest thing in the world is to do someone else a favor. You know, when someone asks you of a favor, you think you're giving him a favor. Ha! It's not you doing him a favor. He's giving you the greatest opportunity. The greatest thing, opportunity in the world is to do someone a favor. When Avram Avinu went to the priest of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing that he taught his children was that he wanted to run and to do a mitzvah. He said, I can't live without doing mitzvahs. I need a guest. He mamish knew the secret of the holy hunchback, that the greatest thing in the world is to do someone a favor. So Hashem should bless us in the schools of the Eish Kadosh. Hamamish, always remember every single day of our lives, we should reread this story, or at least the Holy Brother story, because Rav Shlomo Mamish lived this Torah every life, to look for opportunities to do someone else a favor. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.